Peace, love, and light, family, and welcome back to another episode of the J-Files, Enduring the Darkness While Embracing the Light. I am your amazing host, Jay. I know it's been a while since you've heard my voice on the airwaves. As a matter of fact, I just looked at the last episode, and the last one was published February the 4th of last year. It's been an entire year, guys. And when I tell you so much has happened since then, it's been a year. Today is March the 6th, and we are back, and we are better than ever, ready to deliver amazing content, a new approach to the podcast, anything that I feel will help the collective while helping myself is what you're going to get. So happy to be back in this space again. So happy to be through your airwaves, having you listen to my voice once again. There has, like I said, it's definitely been a year. There has been a lot of triumphs, a lot of victories, a lot of defeat. There has been a lot that has taken place in my life, a lot of realizations, people that, you know, that I just realized that I grew out of, people and situations, places that my higher self could no longer, you know, we could no longer lower my vibration to meet theirs. So not only will this new revamp be a testament to the things that I've been through this past year, but also what's going on in the present. Because as we know, like life, spiritual journey, it's a forever, it's an ongoing process. Okay. I feel like I am continuously, like constantly learning things about myself. The more that I just kind of sit back and observe, not just myself, but those around me. I learned so much about this human experience because remember, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Y'all know that I always preach that. But so the new, I guess you can say, the new kind of, the new way that I want to approach the podcast is life experiences. And this is a daily thing. This is a daily thing. Like we are constantly experiencing life every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Life is absolutely positively an experience. Now, those experiences that we have, we can allow them to make us or we can allow them to break us. And when I say break us, we can allow those experiences to not be our teacher. We can allow those experiences to be in vain and we continue to repeat the same cycles with the same people that might look a little bit different over and over and over again. And then you realize you're just caught up in the cycle and, you know, from past experience, it's like, okay, it was the other party. It was anybody else that was involved. I was the victim. Shame on them, you know? But in my mature age, getting older, just realizing that, there is something going on within you. The problem is much more than the external, but it has 90% to do with what is going on in our internal, what internally is causing me to continue to attract these people, to attract these situations, to attract these places. It starts within. The work always starts within. So this new segment that I want to do is called Life Experiences Series 101. This episode is episode 101. And there was a, this topic, I will say, well, this episode was inspired by a feeling that I had about a week ago. Maybe about a week and a half ago. I'm talking to a friend of mine and we are just discussing things that have taken place in past relationships, whether they were intimate or platonic. And Honestly, the biggest hater that we have in our lives is gravity. Now, I know you're probably like, Jay, what? So hear me out, right? So gravity, it's our number one hater. It's the major hater. You know why? Because it applies pressure to us on a daily basis. If we did not have gravity, we would be like little blobs of jello, like just floating in space. Just floating, you know, like no spine, no anything. There would not be no pressure, any pressure, or any forceful impact or anything like that. Like we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do at the moment. So that's your number one hater. That is our number one hater. It's gravity. It applies pressure to us daily. Okay, why do you bring this up, Jay? Because while gravity is a invisible hater, we have those haters that are in the physical. Somebody that you can see on a daily basis, maybe somebody that you work with, a coworker, it could be a family member, it could be your mom, it could be your dad, it could be your sister, a brother, it could be, you know, a friend of yours, it could be a neighbor of yours. It could, literally could be anybody. And we all know that, you know, like haters are, in my opinion, that's a sign that I'm doing something right. But not only is it a sign that I am doing something right, it is a sign that you are not okay within yourself. So that's like, I feel like the hateration is a projectile vomiting situation for the individual that is the hater onto me. It's like, do you want to be me? Like, why are you hating on me? You know, because I stay in my own lane. Like, you know, I don't bother nobody. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not all for the rah-rah and the drama like that. So why would you hate on me? You know? You ever ask yourself that? Like, why is it that you hate on me? But again, like I said, it goes back to that person not being whole within themselves, not being okay within themselves. Now, I brought that gravity situation up because life be lifing, okay? And we get hit with things on a daily basis. I mean, as soon as we wake up in the morning until it is time for us to lay down and rest for the night. You could have gotten a flat tire that day, you know, you spilled hot coffee all over yourself. Unfortunately, maybe somebody rear-ended you. You were looking for something in the mail that didn't come and it made you upset. You got to work and your boss was tripping, you know, like, or your customers were tripping. You know, people, you work in a call center, you know them, whatchamacallit, them phone bullies, you know, somebody that would say something to you over the phone that they probably wouldn't say to you in person. Yeah, those types of people, you know, like, ma'am, don't play with me. I got your address on file. Okay. I'm just playing because we don't do those types of things. But anywho, life is indeed a series of moments. So everything that I just named to you is a moment. It's a moment in time. It is a moment within your day. And those moments, they again can make or break us. And not only on our daily basis do we experience like the different moments within our lives, but we've done this since we took our first breath, okay? Since we took our first breath. And where I'm going with this is infancy. So, as I said, life experiences, this is the life experience series. We experience infancy, we experience childhood, we experience adulthood. Now, within those stages, we have different levels of moments, different experiences. You know, as an infant, you know, you have to be cared for by your parent. You know, they have to bathe you, they have to clothe you, they have to feed you. You know, we can't really talk too much. So our way of expressing ourselves is through crying. We cry to get attention. We cry to get a wet diaper change. We cry to be fed. We cry for, you know, attention until we get into childhood, which some of those things remain the same. However, it's more of a, it's depending on the child. It's a bit more spice that is put onto that. Okay, because you got some kids that, you know, they some boozy badasses out here and they will tell you about yourself, and their parents included. So you have those that experience, it's now leveled up. Okay, so these are experiences on a more, like you're on a different level now. We bossed up to the next level. So now we're having these moments in our childhood stages. Now, childhood trauma, you know, this is where it all begins. It begins in infancy, but I feel like we are more affected by it in childhood, because it's like you can kind of sort of see what's going on, but not quite realize, okay, why is this happening? You know, the innocence of a child. So some of us experience that trauma within that stage, those moments of trauma, unfortunately. And sometimes, fortunately, they could be to our benefit as we boss up and level up into adulthood. Now, depending on how we deal with that childhood trauma, it'll definitely follow us into our adulthood. So even though we've bossed up, you know, a life stage at this point, we are still left to deal with the things that have happened, the moments that took place prior to then. Now, follow me, okay? Again, these are all stages that we must experience. If you're born, you must die, okay? So we have to evolve through these different stages of life. And again, within these stages, we have these moments that we experience. Now, I say that to say, life is such a beautiful thing, okay? And I've come to that realization in my mature age, because while even in the midst of, and I don't want to trigger anybody, so please, you know, if I do, I apologize. But even in the midst of childhood trauma that continues into adulthood, and it's now, you know, it's now trauma that we're dealing with in our adulthood, it's an experience. This is a feeling, okay? Because human beings, we are the highest form of creation, okay? Animals, they deal with situations, but it's like they only deal with a situation one time. It only takes them one time, and they never deal with that situation again. Us as human beings, we can sometimes become prisoners to the moments that we experience in life. So to that childhood trauma, to that adult trauma that we may experience, you know, on a job and in school, being bullied in school, you know, hell, being bullied at home, being abandoned by your mother or your father, you know, like not having that support, that family support that you need, feeling alone. So those, we end up becoming prisoner to those feelings. Now we do so because it's like, okay, it's not, and we give it such a bad connotation. We give it such a bad thing. And not saying to discredit anyone's experience, but I'm definitely speaking from my experience. And maybe you can resonate. But the things that I went through, those moments that I went through, trauma involved in all, I am a spiritual being having a human experience, okay? I was put here to feel, okay? To feel every piece of that, okay? Every single piece of that I was meant to feel. Why? Because I am the highest form of creation. I am not an elk. I am not a zebra. I am not a lion. I'm not a hippopotamus. Okay. I am a human being. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. This vehicle, this body, we were meant to feel life experiences. Okay. We're meant to feel that. You're meant to feel what your hater might be projecting onto you. We were meant to feel that trauma in childhood and, you know, like have it ascend in a way that we're not prisoner to it, but we evolve from it. Because again, life is a series of moments, but those are moments that we move through. Now, You know, we are good. We are amazing. Again, like I said, for repeating cycles in our mind. You know, we judge ourselves based off of past experiences and things that we've been through, you know, and sometimes we put ourselves in that victim mentality, like, damn, why me? Or damn, that's messed up that happened to me. Like, I can't believe he would do that to me or she would do that to me. I can't believe they would say that to me. Why not? Because what makes us exempt from feeling those things? Everybody experiences heartbreak. Everybody experiences the loss of a loved one. You know, everybody experiences some type of hateration and holleration up in this dancery, okay? Everybody experiences those types of things. And us being human beings, ain't nobody exempt from experiencing those things. No one is exempt. Not your brother, not your sister, not your mother, not billionaires, not millionaires, not trillionaires. They feel the same things that we feel. Now, granted, they might feel it in a Maybach or, you know, a mansion or, you know, on a vacation in the French Polynesian in Bora Bora, you know, or on vacation on the Maldives, but they are not exempt from those feelings, those thoughts, and those emotions that we have as humans. We experience, going back to emotions, we feel these things, emotions. Like I said, we experience love, ooh, love being the, in my opinion, the purest and the highest form of human emotion. It's such a beautiful thing. It is such a beautiful thing. I don't care how you fix it. I don't care what's happened to me in my past. Love is definitely my religion. Not only love, but heartbreak, rejection, failure. But again, what makes me exempt from experiencing these things when other people experience them as well? What makes me more so divine than you? When we are created from the same one, from the same being, from the same essence, you know, what's higher than us is the supreme being, God, Allah, Buddha, whoever you want to call, whatever you call it. We are on the same level of divinity. We breathe the same air. Our hearts beat the same. We breathe air into our, we have lungs, you know, ain't nobody got no titanium lungs or anything out here. And you know, they breathe in different because no, we are made up of the same things. Okay. So we are not exempt. But why else were we put here? Okay. Why else were we put here? To feel that life experience, to feel those emotions. So I say that because in my past, I've dealt with a partner that did not know how to deal with emotions. Okay. And me being, I still do. I was a bit sensitive to certain things, certain subjects, whatever the case may be. But now I look at it as a superpower, you know. I never tried to not feel anything, you know. And there are some of us on this planet Earth that try to run away from our emotions. Now, the thing about that is it's temporary. Again, it goes back to life being a series of moments. A heartbreak that I experienced from 4 or 5 years ago, if I am still feeling those strong effects as I would have when the breakup was fresh 5 years ago, that's a problem. Because why am I continuing to hold myself prisoner for something that's not even in my present? Something that's not even, the person is not even in front of me. We don't even have communication anymore. But this situation is still holding me prisoner. And who has to suffer? Me. Because I'm still feeling these type of emotions for somebody that probably not going on with their lives, okay? They're living their best life, doing whatever they want to do, however they want to do it. Ain't even worried about me done healed from that situation. Why do we do it? I personally feel that, especially in my mature age, I am not running from my emotions. Why? Because it's temporary. Those feelings, they are temporary, okay? Again, life being a series of moments. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. In our own essence, we are divine. We are divinity. You are divine, okay? You are a God. God is within you. To trust in self is to trust in God. And you're worthy because you are here. If you were not worthy, you would not be here. But we see so many different things, you know. So, you know, we our parents, because, you know, it starts with them. It starts in the family setting. You know, we're told that, oh, that's bad. Oh, you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do that. We are judged by our parents. We are judged by our peers. We are judged by our teachers. We are judged on a daily basis, you know, and that's where that mentality comes from, where it's just like, okay, well, if I have to experience or feel this emotion, that's a bad thing, and I'm running from it. Don't. Because the best way that I've learned in order to allow it to pass is just to let it flow through me. To let it pass through me. I'm not saying that that don't mean that you ain't never gonna get upset again. I'm not saying that that doesn't mean that you're never gonna have your heart broken again, that you're never gonna experience failure, that you're never gonna experience rejection or any of those types of things. But you deal with them in a different light. It's no longer holding you prisoner, you know? It's no longer holding you prisoner, because it's like, okay, you're here. And I'm not going to let you control me. I'm going to feel into these emotions and I'm going to release it, because this is temporary. I will not allow this moment in time to define the rest of my life. I just won't do it. We are meant to evolve. We are meant to grow. The human experience, we are meant to feel. We are meant to fail. We are meant to be rejected. We are meant to love, because it's all a part of the process. It's why we are here. It's why we're here. Check this. The definition of an experience. An experience, okay? It's practical contact with an observation of facts or events. You know what an event is? An occurrence. It has a start and an end time, which means these thoughts, feelings, emotions, failure, rejection, they have an expiration date, okay? They're not here for a long time, but just here for the moment. And this too shall pass. Just let it happen. Baby, I promise. You let it happen. You release it and you let it go. It doesn't dictate future moments. You don't allow, speaking for me personally, not allowing a past heartbreak to experience how I show up in a new relationship. Not allowing how a boss may have treated me on a previous job to affect how I feel about a boss on the new job that I'm at. Not allowing a family conflict that I experienced in the past to continue to allow me to look at that person the same way. Now, granted, yeah, I might not forget. I probably won't forget. And we might not rock the same way, but I guarantee you, I am no longer going to hold on to that and allow that past experience to define my present moment. It's the past. I will no longer fight it. I welcome it and I embrace it, because these series of moments, this life experience, these series of moments will eventually come to an end. And that is when we will transition on to the next life, my friends. And that's it. We ain't here for a long time. We are here for the moment, you know, and life is so quick. Life is so precious. Life is so beautiful. I'm not saying to not be disciplined or anything like that, but stop taking it so seriously. We are meant to be joyful. We are meant to be happy. And you can't, I feel like I can't experience those types of feelings if I'm continuing to allow past hurt to barge in my present moment when I have no reason. That situation is no longer in front of me. It's not affecting my present. It's not. Again, these series of moments will eventually come to an end. And you know how the church folk go. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Okay? So guys, yes, that's the first episode that I had this built up in me, and it really, really sparked me. And I said, you know what? I gotta put this out. I gotta put this out because, as I always say at the end of the episodes, these things help me. It helps me, you know? And for me, I always say that if I can just reach one person, it don't have to be millions, it don't have to be trillions. If I can just reach one person or have one person resonate or, you know, listening to this episode and be like, Jay, you right. Wow. Not necessarily say that I'm right, because what is right and what is wrong? But it's like, I can see that perspective. Okay, I feel that. Take the best and leave the rest. That's what, Jay. Okay. That's it. That's all I pray for before I start these episodes. Again, thank you for tuning in, because you can be spending your time doing anything else for these past, I've been talking for almost 30 minutes. You could have been doing something else, but you tuned in to be right here with your girl. And for that, I am grateful for you. I love y'all. I really do. If ain't nobody else told you today, just know that I love you. I love the collective. I love everybody. I do. I don't have no hate in my heart for anybody. What's the point? I love all of y'all. Okay. And I hope that you will take that love and love on somebody else today. All right, guys, now the next episode is going to drop this week, because it's like when I start, they just be my brain, the wheels, they just be turning. So we are back and we are better than ever. Okay. And I look forward to this new season with you guys for the transformations and the newness and the evolution that will come about from these episodes. So again, please take care of yourselves. Take care of those around you. Be love, do love, experience love. Love yourself, okay? More than anything, I feel like that's the highest law that it should be law. Love thyself. Love thyself. And you will track everything else that you want to you. Peace, family.